B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
You know what's funny? On Friday, I thought... Well, you know what? I'm just going to say it. Listen. Don't ever say I don't talk about myself. In the most vulnerable way possible. Hi, my name is Ramiro Torres. And I have hemorrhoids. So,
oh, jeez.
No, I do, Pebbles, yeah. Oh. And so I went to a doctor for it because I was like, I'm sick of these damn things. Just constantly coming out when I don't want them to.
Oh my God. Wait, real quick, before you tell your story. Can you tell what exactly is a hemorrhoid? Because I don't know, I really
you
know.
You probably have them too. Things in your butt, they come out. A lot of pregnant women get them.
When you say things, like.
Well, I mean, technically, they're little veins that get enlarged.
Okay.
And they come out like sometimes when people strain, when you poop.
Sorry, Pebbles. I kind of had an idea, but
you
wasn't 100%
my coffee.
Oh, wait. It gets better. The story gets better.
Can't wait.
That wasn't the whole thing. It's like, I have hemorrhoids. Here's Coolio. No. So I went to a doctor a couple of weeks ago, and he was like, okay, these aren't that bad. You don't need to get like a surgery or anything. You just need to get a thing called hemorrhoid banding, where they literally put like little elastics on them, and it kills the blood supply. They fall off. I'm like, word, let's do it. So he refers me to another doctor who I went to last Friday. Now, all Friday, I'm thinking I'm going to get this freaking banding surgery. I'm like preparing, like I'm going to go in to get my freaking heart operated on.
Yeah, you left. We were like, happy hemorrhoid day.
Yeah, yeah.
You
know? Pebbles buying breakfast. I'm like, I can't eat Pebbles. I'm getting rubber bands put in my butt today.
Missed out on breakfast.
Like, I don't want him going in my butt and having extra stuff in there. You know, like, I don't want to mess up the guy. You know, make sure I don't want to be that patient who they tell a story about. I want to be just another routine surgery. I don't want to be the guy that like, yo, this son of a bitch had steak tips right before he came in. Big mistake. Yeah. So I go in there thinking that's going to happen. It just turns out to be like a consultation to set me up for the appointment. Oh. So he goes in my butt, right? First with his fingers.
You're giving me some great quotes for
this
Twitter,
is
by
too
the way.
Much.
Yeah. So he goes in my butt. So he goes in my butt first with his fingers, and I was like, yo, you owe me lunch. And I'm thinking I'm going to get a laugh. Not only did he not laugh, and he said, if I owe you lunch for this, I'm gonna owe you dinner with what I do next. Then he pulls out this little contraption where he went all up in my man.
Oh, the visuals.
I'll tell you right now. Couldn't be a bottom. I'd have to be a top. Because woo-wee.
Put that on your Grindr profile.
I couldn't talk. My tears were coming down my eyes. I was like, and he was like, sorry, it's a little bit uncomfortable. I couldn't even like give a witty reply to that, anything. All that was coming out of me was grunts and tears. Well, I was going to be like, oh, no, it's not that bad at all. I couldn't speak. It was like one of those things. I literally could not use words. He finishes, right? And he was like, oh, yeah, you know, so you know, we could do the banding and stuff. And I was like, I thought that's what you were going to. No, the first thing I said to him, how long does that take? He goes, as long as it took just for what I was just doing, you know, the examination. I said, well, that's what I thought we were doing today. He goes, no, we have to schedule another appointment for it. I said, you just said it takes like 2 minutes to do the banding. We got 2 minutes right now. You're already in my butt. Let's go. Let's do this. Go back inside. He didn't want to do it. I was so mad.
Oh,
I left so disappointed on Friday that a man didn't put elastics in my butt.
Okay. Here's Coolio.
Oh, God.
All right.
Let's go.
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.